I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 7th. A bagpipe band made up of Massachusetts firefighters is being commended after members helped save a man suffering from cardiac arrest while he was driving a float featured in Quincy's Squantum 4th of July parade. According to a Facebook post from the Quincy Firefighters Union, members of the Greater Boston Firefighters Pipes and Drums were behind the Squantum School when they overheard some commotion at Sunday's parade. The band members, who are all off-duty firefighters from local communities, looked over and noticed the driver of a flatbed truck that was transporting a parade float was slumped over the wheel. The union says some of the band members jumped into the moving truck and were able to secure the brake and engine, most likely averting disaster, because there was a big crowd behind the Squantum School at the time of the incident. The off-duty firefighters then removed the driver from the truck and immediately began CPR. Meanwhile, an off-duty Quincy firefighter commandeered a golf cart in order to retrieve a defibrillator from Quincy Engine 7, which was stuck in traffic on the parade route. Once the defibrillator arrived, those who were administering CPR to the victim gave him two shocks, after which the man began to start speaking. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The union says the incident is just another example of how firefighters are always on duty. The Squantum Road Race, a tradition held annually as part of the 4th of July festivities in Squantum, will be held this Saturday. The new date comes after the race was postponed last Saturday due to the weather. Registration will begin at 9:30 at the Squantum Fire Station, and the race will kick off at 10 a.m. Registration is $20 for adults. Kids ages 10 and under can run for free. State Representative Bruce Ayers, who has sponsored the Squantum Road Race for over 20 years, says he is excited for the race to be held once again after it was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The race is run in memory of longtime Squantum community activist Frank Buckley. T-shirts will be provided as supplies last, and trophies will be presented to first and second place winners in each age category. Medals will be presented to every child who runs. Quincy's Food Truck and Music Festival will return this year. The event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. John McDonald, events coordinator for Quincy, says the city took over the festival 5 years ago and changed it from a privately run event at Pageant Field to the Coddington Street celebration that it is today. Festival is set to take place from noon to 6 on October 2nd. There will be 5 children's entertainers performing on the lawn at the Thomas Crane Library, 5 bands rotating near the high school, and as many as 25 food trucks lining the street. As many as 5,000 people have attended previous festivals. McDonald is looking for food trucks for both that festival and for the city's Porch Fest event, which will be held on Saturday, September 25th. The final resting place of former presidents John and John Quincy Adams has reopened to tours for the first time since the pandemic shuttered the historic site more than a year ago. The presidential crypt at the United First Parish Church in Quincy is now open for free daily tours on every day of the week except for Wednesdays. The church will also host its annual honorary laying of the wreath on John Quincy Adams' tomb this Friday to commemorate his 254th birthday. Access to the crypt will be restricted, but all are welcome to attend the service at noon in the church's main hall. COVID-19 protocols will remain in place, and visitors will be required to wear face masks and are encouraged to socially distance. Tours will flow one way through the building. Known as the Church of Presidents, the United First Parish Church was the worship home for the second and sixth presidents of the United States. Former First Ladies Abigail Adams and Louisa Catherine Adams are also entombed in the church. A nonprofit advocacy group in Massachusetts has released its annual water quality report card for beaches in the greater Boston area. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay released its monitoring data from the 2020 beach season on Sunday for the metropolitan beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. According to the report card, overall water quality safety rating for Boston Harbor's regional beaches that are managed by the DCR was 93% last year, which was an improvement over the previous year's score of 89%. Five beaches had perfect water quality scores of 100% last year. Pleasure Bay in South Boston got a perfect score for the fourth straight year, while two more South Boston beaches, City Point and Carson, racked up perfect scores for the second year running. Revere Beach and Winthrop Beach also attained 100% scores. Wollaston Beach and Quincy scored 85%. Eight other beaches earned ratings of between 85 and 98%. Water quality continues to lag at Tenian Beach in Dorchester at 79%, and at Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott at 70%. According to Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, the beach safety scores are calculated as the percentage of water samples that comply with the State Health Department's single sample limit for bacteria. The organization notes that rainfall can have a significant impact on the quality of beach water and can vary greatly from year to year, and that changes in the frequency and intensity of summer storms can often explain the variations from year to year. For example, 2020 was a relatively dry year with only a few large summer storms, relatively fewer wet weather impacts. Well, Boston police have identified the man who was killed after he was shot and then struck by a minivan in Roxbury. Authorities say an officer witnessed the shooting of 29-year-old Joshua Smith of Milton in the area of Humboldt Avenue and Seaver Street at about 3:05 a.m. on Monday. Smith was pronounced dead at the scene. The intersection was shut down because of the investigation. An officer seemed to be focusing on a blue minivan and parking lot near the crime scene. That minivan and several other vehicles were subsequently towed from the scene. Investigators also called in a canine unit to search the surrounding area. The suspects in a standoff with state police that shut down I-95 for hours Saturday in Wakefield appeared in court yesterday. The men claimed to be part of a group called Rise of the Moors. Outbursts, interruptions, and a show of defiance slowed the proceedings significantly. The 11 heavily armed men were arrested Saturday after the standoff. The suspects have been identified as men from New York, Rhode Island, and Michigan, ranging in age from 21 to 40. One of the suspects is 17, and two others refuse to identify themselves. Among the charges for all 11 suspects are unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition and conspiracy to commit a crime. All of the men remain in custody, and most have a detention hearing at the end of this week. A Republican candidate has officially thrown their hat into the 2022 Massachusetts gubernatorial race. Former state representative Jeff Deal announced his candidacy for governor of Massachusetts on Sunday. Deal, who is from Whitman, represented and served the 7th Plymouth District on Beacon Hill from January 2011 through January 2019. He was able to upset incumbent Alan McCarthy for that spot in the 2010 election. The 52-year-old ran for the Senate in 2018, but fell to Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in the November general election. Deal served as co-chair for former President Trump's Massachusetts 2016 presidential campaign. Governor Baker, who is a Republican, has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. Well, Massachusetts gas prices have continued their steady rise and now average $3 a gallon, according to AAA. That is a penny higher than last week. The state average is still 13 cents lower than the national average, which rose 3 cents in the past week to $3.13. Unfortunately for drivers, a price decrease does not appear likely anytime soon, according to AAA. Spokesperson Mary McGuire says higher crude oil prices and robust demand for gasoline reinforced by record road travel during the July 4th weekend are pushing pump prices higher. She said the hope was that global crude production increases would bring some relief at the pump this month, but weekend OPEC negotiations fell through with no agreement reached, and now crude prices are poised to surge to a 7-year high. Gas prices in Massachusetts have risen 7 cents in the past month, 90 cents over the past year. Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation's free Learn to Swim program, which offers swimming lessons for anyone ages 4 and older, began on Monday. The DCR created the program following a series of drownings. In recent months, Learn to Swim classes will take place Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at DCR pools. Classes will continue until August 13th in 3 sessions. Registration is mandatory and classes are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. All sessions are 30 minutes long. Many YMCAs around Boston and Massachusetts, including here in Quincy, are also offering swim lessons, as is the American Red Cross. The state also issued a number of tips for staying safe while swimming in DCR waters. People are urged to remain in designated swimming areas, swim with the buddy system, keep a close eye on children near the water, teach children to always ask for permission before going near the water, and don't swim beyond your skill set. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 208 points. The NASDAQ rose 24 and the S&P dropped 8. Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower. The dollar was higher. The euro rose. Oil at just over $73 a barrel. Sports. Los Angeles beat the Red Sox 5-3. Series continues out in L.A. at 4:07 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast today: hazy, hot, and humid with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high 90 degrees. For tonight, some isolated storms, a low of 67. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 72. Rain on Friday could be heavy at times, as what's left of Elsa makes its way to our region. Highs Friday in the mid-70s, and a scattered shower on Saturday, high 78. For the boater, waves about a foot, west winds at 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeasterly, a high tide right after 10:30 this morning. Sun rose at 5:14, sets at 8:22. So again, hazy, hot, and humid today with afternoon storms at a high 90 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 7th.